News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the population is expected to increase by over 900,000 over the next 20 years or so. That's according to the latest ESRI report. 50,000 dwellings a year could be needed to keep pace with demand. We're joined by Dr. Paul Egan, Research Officer with the ESRI. Paul, just take us through some of the findings of your latest report.
Hi, good morning. So in this report, we provide estimates of structural or demographic housing demand at a regional level based on assumptions around, as you said, population growth, headship rates, which relates to the typical household size, as well as the rates of obsolescence of the housing stock. So obsolescence would be the number of dwellings that, say, fall off the housing stock every year due to disrepair or not being fit for purpose. And these are kind of the key drivers of housing demand, and because they're subject to uncertainty, we consider a range of alternative scenarios and assumptions. So overall, our report suggests that between 35,000 and 53,000 dwellings are needed per year based on a number of projected population growth scenarios. We consider three main population growth scenarios. One where we have a baseline scenario where net immigration is about 35,000 per year to 2030 and 20,000 per year thereafter. And then we have a higher and a lower international migration scenario also.
It does suggest, I mean, certainly if immigration continues the way it has been going in recent years, it does suggest that our current housing targets are not ambitious enough. I mean, we have made progress in terms of that. I think we've over 30,000 units built last year, but that we need to do better. We need to build more.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, our range would be between 35,000 and 53,000 based on how the population is going to grow between now and 2040. So 35,000 would be the low value, as in the lowest value of the range, with 53,000 being the highest. And if you take an average across, we actually consider 12 scenarios in all. And if you consider the average across all 12, you're looking at a figure of around 44,000 per annum out to 2030, and then 40,000 per annum out to from 2030 to 2040. And if you look at the current kind of completions, like in the most recent data for 2023 was around the 32,000-33,000 mark. So I think it's quite clear that, yeah, the government housing targets need to be revised upwards based on these findings with regards to population growth and how many dwellings are actually needed for the next 15 or 20 years.
I just look at the front page of the Irish Independent. Taoiseach has warned we may be building too many houses, as this is an element of your report. Suggesting that, you know, if we don't hit those kind of population growth figures, if immigration is lower, we may end up with too many homes. Is that a significant risk?
If you look at the range that we consider, like I said, again, the low figure in our range is 35,000. 2023, there was 32,600 completions. I think some colleagues of mine in the ESRI predicted that in 2024, there'd be about 33,000 completion mark. So I kind of think that, you know, we're still at a level that we need to be building over 35,000 as a minimum based on our population projections. And if you vary the assumptions, so like I said, we have assumptions on international migration, we have assumptions on headship and household size and obsolescence. I mean, that range goes from 35,000 at the low value all the way to 53,000. So I think there's still work to do in terms of the number of houses that need to be built to meet the demand.
And just very finally, I know this is probably stepping outside the remit of your report, so feel free to sidestep this question, but is that doable? Can we build that level of houses in your view?
Like you said, it's probably beyond the scope of the research that we do, but I have done some research with some colleagues in the past looking at capacity constraints around the labour market and do we have the number of construction workers to carry out the building that would be required to get to the levels that we suggest are needed to meet housing demand. So there are obviously a number of challenges, viability challenges in terms of financing as well as capacity constraints in the labour market. So obviously there are challenges, but like I said, these are the figures that the population projections suggest that we need to be hitting out to 2040.
Dr. Paul Egan, Research Officer at the ESRI, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.